Whipper.
G'day, podcasters. Since you've already hit play, you may as well dirty up those digits with Red Rooster's new crispy chicken wings and dipping sauce. With spicy buffalo or creamy ranch sauce to choose from, head to redrooster.com.au, click order now, and they'll bring them to you. Red Rooster, now delivered straight to your door. Game changer. Delivery available in select stores only. When did you first start driving a car? Now, usually this is country. Anyone who lives out on a farm, you jump in pretty early.
Oh, yeah.
Get into the old ute or on a tractor pretty early.
Yeah.
I remember going up to Uncle Ken's farm, and we used to drive the tractors when we were about 8 or 9, sir.
Yeah, right.
Quite easy to drive a tractor up and down the grapevines.
So
you didn't have to turn at all. It was just going straight up and
was
down.
Was it just accelerator brake, or were you changing gears?
Yeah, Uncle Ken taught us how to do it. And you'd obviously, stall gift was a big one. You'd always stall it. It was just like at a young age, to drive a car was huge.
Well, I had Ted on my knee over there. We're in the Southern Highlands for the week. We're on a farm. And I would go out around 6 o'clock and look for some kangaroos with my little boy Ted, and he would sit on my knee and hold onto the steering wheel. He's only 19.
Well, that's not really.
Yeah, that's not safe at all.
No. What do you mean that's not
Spears?
Safe?
I'd have a couple of beers and just the boys would head to the paddock.
No, yeah, but that's
am
just
right, fellas?
He's just got his hands on the steering wheel. He's not driving the car.
Yeah, then I would get out and he just took off.
No, I don't think he did, mate. The reason why we are talking about this is because over the weekend, Alex Dobson up in Queensland decided to get his 5-year-old son, Riley. But Riley just didn't get in the car and do a Ted and hold onto the steering wheel. Riley did burnouts in their private driveway for about 5 minutes. He posted it up on Facebook. It's got over 2 million views.
Of course
he regrets his decision now. In the video, he does say, remember, a car addiction stops a drug addiction. It's a private driveway, so no one blow up.
Whoa.
A car addiction stops a drug addiction.
Which is
there's not a new quote, yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I was going to take a pot, but I just love cars too much.
I don't know how a 5-year-old boy can do a burnout, though.
Neither do I, because he wouldn't be able to see what he was doing. Would he?
Well, his legs aren't long enough to get down onto the accelerator and brake.
All right, come on, explain it again. Is the burnout the handbrake or the accelerator?
No.
It depends what you're doing.
I think you've got to have 1 foot on the brake, and then you've got just the rest has just got to be on the accelerator, going full on the accelerator, sir.
You just spin it,
but see,
he would have been too short.
This is what I'm thinking. And then also, if he takes his foot off the brakes, the car could just take off into the next house.
Yeah, well, that's why you love cars and not drugs. Elsie in the Northern Beaches, how old were you?
I was 4.
4?
And what were you driving around, Else?
I actually drove my dad's vehicle truck into the front of our house.
Here, Else, can you get your phone closer to your mouth? Sorry, love. What were you driving?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. What were you driving,
Else? My dad's diesel truck into the front of our house.
Oh, you drove it into the front of the house.
Yeah, started a good 15-year renovation.
No way. How much damage was done?
It just kind of took out all the side palings of the house and also the front bedroom.
That'll do it.
See, my sister got, when she was about 3 or 4, got into mum and dad's car and the Ford Cortina.
Oh, yeah.
She took the park brake off and I was playing cricket with my cousin Shane out in the front yard,
Shane,
and I could see it slowly go down the driveway. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Yep. There was a car coming, but it was a bit further down the road. That went across the road and into the another house across the road.
Was she still in it?
She was still in the car.
Oh, God.
She was just playing in the kids playing in cars.
And
what
did Cousin Shane do?
Well, he just got out and did a burnout. And then he just got he's made his own bourbon and wore a Philippon t-shirt.
that sums up Cousin Shane's life.
He was only 12. 13, 2014. I want to hear from people. How old were you when you first started to drive? Greg in St. Clair, how old were you, mate?
Okay, guys, I was 6 years old.
Six, Greg. Where were you, buddy?
On my uncle's farm down at Orange in Mum and Dad's Tarago.
In the Tarago?
Jeez, that's
right. Yeah, in the Tarago.
Anyone in the back of the Tarago, Greg?
Nah, just the old man in the passenger seat.
Yep, he was ready there, was he?
That's massive. Any dings or anything like that, Greg? Or you were pretty good?
Nah, I was pretty good. Through the paddock, going 80Ks, the old man got a bit shitty at me.
Oh, wow.
Doing 80Ks?
80Ks, yeah.
Mate, that's not a bad effort for a 6-year-old to get into a Tarago. I'm going to give you a key ring. Greg, you want a key ring?
Yes, please.
All right, you've got 1,072.
1,072, thank you.
Thanks, Greggy.
Wayne in Wollongong. Well, when you put Wayne and Wollongong together, you're going to start driving very early. How old were you, Wayne?
I was five, boys.
Five.
Oh, Wayno, talk us through that moment when you first jumped behind the wheel.
Yeah, well, I jumped into a through an open window. Mum and Dad were parked just up from the Corso at Manly Beach.
Here we go.
Climbed in the open window, let the handbrake off, rolled backwards into both oncoming lanes.
Oh, no. Wayne, what was the result? Where did you end up?
Oh, screaming parents and just about 5 inches from the front of a bus.
Oh, wow. Jesus, Wayne.
Wayne, is he you, like, I mean, is this a story that is still told in the family every Christmas or?
Every event. Every event, it comes up.
Yeah, you deserve it now.
What was the first car you ever got, Wayne? The first car that you ever had, what was it?
First car was a little Ford Laser.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Have you ever done a couple of burnouts in the Laser, Wayne?
Ah. As many as I can.
Right, you just look after yourself, Wayne, and make sure you call this show every morning. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. Let's go around the room. First up with you, Mr. Ryan Fitzgerald. Whose side are you on?
Oh, it's not about picking
yes,
sides.
Yes, it is, mate.
Yes, it is. Come on.
You can't, when your story like this falls out, you can't help but merge to one side.
Yeah,
what lane are you in?
Ring.
Well, one thing that I cannot trust is what TMZ say.
Don't worry about that.
So that's where all these... I don't know.
Does anyone else feel like she would be the ultimate ball breaker in a relationship? I mean, she's so successful, don't get me wrong, and she has a fantastic moral and stance on a lot of issues, but I feel like the professional charity version of Angelina Jolie would turn up in your home and you'd be sitting there and you'd be shouted at for having your feet on the couch. It just wouldn't be a relaxing environment.
You've never met her in your life.
She'd report you to the United Nations for, I don't know, swearing in your own bedroom.
And she'd be tough.
From watching his movies, what do you think Brad would do if you...
Probably spark up another joint and just relax on the couch.
How do you know that?
Well, apparently that's what a lot of this was about. His drug habits is what Ange is saying.
Well, no, he is quite well known, isn't he, to have a bit of a smoke, because he and Jennifer Aniston that's what they would enjoy together.
When was he with Jennifer Aniston, Sarah?
We're married.
10 years ago.
He's got 6 kids. I don't think he's just lighting up joints on the balcony with his kids around.
I reckon he'd be smoking more now with 6 kids than he was when he was just... you know what's amazing? The memes and everything that's been getting around for old Aniston. Imagine being the friend that put in the phone call. This is an important phone call. You're sitting down. It's over. And she would have screamed like she'd just won a lot of 10 times over. You little beauty.
The negative, though, of that is that wherever she goes now, there's just paparazzi under her again. She went out for dinner with Justin
Theroux.
Last night.
Celebrating.
And just paparazzi everywhere.
Just celebrating.
Well, last
Even
week,
Theroux was celebrating.
I don't think they're celebrating, mate.
She had an all-nighter.
Did you see last week Chelsea Handler, her best mate, went on her talk show and called Angelina Jolie basically a psycho?
I can imagine
Yeah, and just had an absolute rip into her.
Well, anyone that's knocking about with a blood vial around their neck, which is what she used to do.
A bit of a clear indicator that
it's not
she made
charity,
out with her brother, didn't she? On a red carpet.
Made out with him on a red... This woman's mental.
She is mental.
Oh, look, these are massive calls, mate.
Oh, hang on, Fitzy. You're going to make out with your sister and we're not going to have a laugh at you.
Matty De Groot, I've seen some of the stuff that you do after work hours, mate, and you've done some dumb stuff in your time. Oh. Sarah McGilvray.
I have never made out with
you
my brother.
You sucked on a guy's toe at Bathurst Uni, mate.
He tried to suck on mine and I didn't get out of my room.
Right. This year at the Logies, I want to see you make out with Hamish, your brother. Right on the red carpet. You can be there kissing your brother and it'll all be perfectly normal.
We've all made some bad moves. Doesn't mean they're parents now.
The difference between a bad move and being a weirdo.
And any idiot can get pregnant. Come on.
And then on the flip side,
it doesn't make them smart because they've had kids.
No, it doesn't.
And then on the flip side, she's determined to have custody of the kids, which means Brad Pitt is now Brad Pitt, single around the world.
I reckon even Warnie would have a crack at Brad Pitt.
No, Warnie would. I reckon Warnie might have a crack at Ange.
Wouldn't surprise me. Well, apparently, the story overnight is that she wants to move to the UK, take the 6 kids so she can be closer to the United Nations, and also wants to end up marrying into the royal family and wants to take over the great work of Princess Diana and thinks Prince Andrew could be a possibility of her way into the royal family.
That's good. I'm not making this up, mate.
This is reputable.
This
is in an article.
This is great.
Don't ask me where it's from.
Same one that you read about Brad just striking up joints on the balcony with his kids.
Mate, he's known for smoking pot, Brad Pitt. It's just what he does. He goes in movies like Fight Club and smokes pot. That's all he does. Apparently he still has. Brad still has acting lessons every day because he wants to be the best he can. That's his dedication to the craft, mate.
What's that got to do with the relationship, mate?
I'm still going off the sheet here. Still just going off the shoot.
What else? We're going into the back story.
I just briefly went over it and marked down a couple of points here. Apparently, she's saying that she's outgrown him. Wants to emulate Grace Kelly by moving seamlessly from Hollywood to the European royalty.
You're just reading now.
How's this, though? She also tried to persuade Brad to emulate Ronald Reagan by leaving his acting career and to launch his road to the White House.
Now, well, you'd vote for him over Donald Trump.
Now, that would be
an
interesting one.
It's not that far removed for the Americans.
I think you would.
Yeah.
They'd free pardon.
Can we talk about Australia's most eligible bachelor a little bit later on, though, Shane Warne? Let's bring that up.
Yeah, we have later to, because there's a fair bit going on, isn't there?
He's not happy with Channel 9. He's had a crack at Emily Ratajkowski,
yep.
Who was in the Blurred Lines film clip.
Understandable.
So, and... Well, he's single.
I know. He's not got a snowball's chance.
Oh, you never know.
Don't say that, Sarah.
With this hashtag, give Shane a go.
Here's a concern, guys. Booze gone by 2050 as we know it. Apparently, a creator has come up with a brand new type of... Well, it's not even called alcohol anymore.
Alcohol.
It was never called alcohol.
I knew when it fell out of my mouth, everyone would laugh. Okay, I'll say it a little bit differently. Alcohol. How do you say it?
Alcohol.
Everyone
says
alcohol.
Alcohol. Okay. There's a new thing called AlcoSynth, which has been developed by Professor David Nutt. In London.
So it's a synthetic drug, is it?
It's a synthetic drug, but you drink it, Fitzy, like you would normally drink alcohol.
Well, there's been some great stories recently of synthetic drugs and what it does to people. No. So this sounds awesome.
I'm just suggesting that they've actually painted about 90 different compounds that has the same effect as alcohol,
yeah.
But you don't get a hangover. Full stop. There is no feeling the next morning of tiredness, laziness, or the need to get your hands on a bacon and egg roll and a Coke at 100 miles an hour.
What I wonder if it gives you... So you take this drug, the synthetic drug.
No, you don't take it. It's like a drink. It's in a bottle.
Oh, right.
It's like that. So it's on your shelf at your pubs
and
clubs.
So it has the same effect as alcohol,
yeah.
But it's not traditional alcohol, so you don't get a hangover.
Yeah, so say, you've still got all the excuses you want because you can pretend that you're drunk and, you know, your standard night out of drinking on the dance floor and you're all over him and all those great things that you do can still happen.
Saturday
but the next morning,
is safe.
You'll feel fine and you can do it all again.
So then you can drink drive.
I don't know. They would have to then change. There'd be some sort of breathalyzers that would pick up the synthetic.
Doesn't it?
This is basically a drug as well that can give you beer goggles without actually having a beer or wine.
Which is any drug, isn't it?
I don't know what you've been taking, Sarah. On to say it goes nicely in your mojito. You little beauty.
Oh, so do you pour it in there?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a drink. I've said it
five times.
You are so confused. Don't pretend you painted a clear picture of this story
us. You just said you could put it in your mojito.
Yes, like you would pour vodka in your mojito. Or you would pour, Bacardi in your mojito.
So it's a vodka.
It's just a drink. You know when you would pour.
What kind of drink? What does it taste like?
I don't know, mate. It's just a compound. It's a vodka. It's a liquid. It's a water. It has an effect like any other fluid, like alcohol, right? Except it doesn't give you a hangover.
Right.
I can't be any clearer.
But you still have to make a mojito
no.
And then pour that into it.
You could just drink it straight if you want it. On the rocks, drink it how you want, mate.
Fitzy, he has been unclear. He hasn't said whether it's a wine or a spirit or a beer. Either way, it is a substance.
It's an alcoholic drink.
Alcoholic.
It's not alcoholic, though. It's a substance, isn't it, that makes you think.
Are you on at the moment?
It's a substance that you pour into a glass and consume like any other liquid.
Right.
I have said enough.
So like a soft drink. So
it could be, sir, so but it's got a synthetic drug in it.
It's not in my mojito.
You can put it in your mojito. It's alcohol.
So I can get it like beer.
It's alcohol.
Yes?
Just don't turn into an alcoholic, whatever you do.
I could do with a bit of it now.
Hashtag give Shane a go is trending at the moment. And you know what? This is what we love about the bloke, is that he's just amazing. Emily Ratajkowski, she was in the Blurred Lines film clip.
Yep.
She's a gorgeous girl. She's got 8 million followers on Instagram.
In Gone Girl, she played Ben Affleck's lady on the side.
Wolf of Wall Street.
So the other day, right,
she
puts up this gorgeous photo of her, a close-up of her with her beautiful eyes, and she's just written Morning London.
Mm.
Warnie's written back, stunning day in London, exclamation mark, enjoy kiss. Now, that's Warnie's, you know what? Why not, Sarah?
I'll take
Why
my hat
not?
Off.
You're a single guy, go for it.
Don't be a creeper, Warnie. If you want to get to know her, then approach her management. Get your people to talk to her people. Don't write on
social media. The worst way to do it.
Stop yelling, Ron.
Warnie's written this stunning day in London. He's agreeing with her.
And if it weren't Warnie, we'd think he was just reflecting on the weather, but he's clearly not.
The message is clear. He's saying, I'm in London, we're both in the same spot. I don't know that Emily Ratajkowski, and I meant Entourage the movie before,
yes.
I don't know if she would know who Shane Warnie is.
No, well, she does now because hashtag give Shane a go is
Is he making
trending.
Any progress? How's he going?
Well, anyway, this is what's happened over the weekend. Weekend Today, right, has spoken about it. And Michelle, who actually works here at Nova, she was on a panel with Mikey Robbins, Clint Stanaway, and they were talking about it, Deb Knight, and Warnie got really, really upset. He thought that they were having a crack at her. He's written, I've been employed by Channel 9 for 23 years and have gone out of my way to give the Today Show my time. Not anymore. Lawyer time, I think.
Oh, God.
Right? Wow. And then Elizabeth Hurley's written, extraordinary for Channel 9 to call their own employee creepy at the Today Show is being mean to the big blonde. He's written back. Warnie's written back. Yep, very disappointing. It's an understatement. Glad you found me charming and not creepy. Thanks, Luna. Lots of love. Kiss. Oh.
So Liz Hurley and Shane Warne are still in contact.
Mm, just mates coming to his rescue.
Then Nikki Whelan. Oh, yeah. Remember Nikki Whelan?
Yeah.
Model, actress.
She was in the paper yesterday. She's
right.
Hot.
She's written, I've known Shane for a very long time. You have been solid, consistent and incredibly generous and supportive over the years. He's retweeted that and said, thank you, Nick.
I've got a bit of an idea. I mean, I'm close to Shane. We did a fair bit of time in the jungle together.
Shane and I. 2 days together.
I've drafted something here. What do you reckon? Just to throw my support in because we love
There's a lot of people. Piers Morgan has also got behind Warnie and said, leave him alone.
I wonder if Shane's sitting there thinking, where's Whipper right now? And I think I should probably come to the rescue. Here's probably something not. I've drafted at Shane Warne. We shared cleaning duties, echidna, and a good old yarn. Only 48 hours in the jungle, but I'd do it all again. Love you, mate.
That's it.
What do you reckon? Do I hit send?
To him. Send it to him.
Do you want to just check my spelling, Sam, before I hit send?
Yeah. Elizabeth Hurley, Nikki Whelan, Piers Morgan.
And Whipper.
No, I don't reckon he put Whipper in there.
International big guns coming to the fence of a great Australian.
Warnie, go for it. Good areas, Warnie. Doing a great job, mate. Hey, can we move on to something local? And I'm really shattered I missed out on this. Did anyone go to the 2016 Medieval Fair at St Ives over the weekend?
No.
It looked amazing.
It did. Did you see the jousting the horse?
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
They were doing proper jousting.
Yeah, and as they hit, they would lance would shatter like it does.
Jousting stick.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
Jousting
stick. They had Viking
castle,
battles.
Mate.
They had a Birds of Prey show. They how's this whip? Trebuchet talk and firing.
Oh,
and then they
bang.
Would fire off watermelons just into the crowd.
Where's the phone call to the old Fitzy and Whipper show when you've got a trebuchet in action?
Man.
We
how's
threw
this?
That car.
There was also a program for village talks, right? How's this one? 12 o'clock yesterday, tie me up, finger loop braiding for everyone. Medieval tales, story time for kids of all ages with the Medieval Archery Society.
How good would that be? Gather round.
Surgery in the Dark Ages.
What?
You get to hear about surgery in the Dark Ages. I had a mate who took the kids out there yesterday, Mo, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, Fitzy, how are you?
How was it, mate? Like, was it pretty full on? Was the jousting full on?
they certainly get into it. it was I'm a bit of a sucker for a dress up. So it was I was probably a bit more excited than the kids were, but yeah, it was a good morning, good afternoon, and the jousting is pretty legit. They definitely I was a bit skeptical to begin with, but mate, they get into it. The crowd did, and a couple of injuries, but it was
I love
full on day.
No, these festivals, I love the people that just get too carried away, and they believe that they are actually lost in the moment and back at that time. Any other examples of those that took their role far too seriously?
Well, mate, the traffic control out the front was pretty serious.
What was he doing?
Was there a guy with a sword or something? No, was there?
Yeah, he was reading poetry to the cars going past. But no, they're all pretty legit. One of the market store holders didn't do much business because no one had any gold or silver.
Could you pay him in goats, mate?
It's cap and go these days, mate. It was pretty legit with what he was selling.
Were the kids freaked out, Mo?
I think the puppet show was a little bit of an eye opener to begin with. But you couldn't help not get into it by the time you went around. Mm. You know, it just grew on you, and their enthusiasm and the way they went about it and everything they said, they were everything. They were, I couldn't understand half the things I was saying, but they were living and breathing it. It was pretty fun.
Well, you said to me afterwards that when it finished, you went and pillaged a couple of cars that were parked out the back. You felt like you had to get into it, Mo.
Well, I had to hold up my wife and get $15 to buy some food, but the food was good as well. It was all right. It was great. But no, they had the watermelon throwing on the catapult. It was all right. a couple of it didn't really go that far, but it was good. I'd get back there again. I'd probably get a bit more organised.
Same time.
If anyone from the medieval society wants to get in contact, we want to be involved next time.
Yeah. I was showing it on Fox.
Fox. Yeah, it was on Fox Sports.
It was on Fox.
Jesus, huge.
No, I appreciate you coming on the show, Mo. Yeah, the old Claire Fizzle, mate, let me down at my 40th birthday.
Not let you down, mate.
No,
built
she
you up
didn't.
Like nothing else.
Yeah, she. Okay, so this was
set
the deal.
Set the scene.
I'll set the scene. Well, no, I'll set you the end scene, okay? Because at 1 o'clock in the morning, there was a moment where my sister Holly, who's 5 years younger than me, had to grab Mum and physically take her out of the party.
Jeez.
She refused to go, Sarah. And I was a little bit disappointed with my sister afterwards because, you know, when your daughter has to pull you aside and say, Mum, you're making a fool of yourself.
Let her go.
And Mum's like, I'm not going.
Yep.
And my sister had to grab her arm and go, the taxi's waiting for you downstairs.
Oh, she was in great form.
She was. I think around 9 o'clock when she came up and she said, I've lost my purse. Hey, Whipper, I've lost my purse. I've lost my shoes and my virginity.
Yeah, she gave me that one too.
It was a joke that she was running with the whole night, and I think everyone at the party had heard it.
Yeah, but she had lost her shoes and her bag, so one could only presume the third wasn't far behind.
Mum's gone wild. 13, 24, 10, get involved. That wasn't the only thing, because Mum spent a few days, and she went to Rosehill Markets. She loves going to the Rosehill Markets looking for brick and bracken.
Oh, yep.
Your trash is somebody else's treasure, Sarah.
Yeah.
So Mum found, I don't know, she found this ornament that she was going to put up at home. The thing was, when she went to get on the plane to go home, they pulled her aside and said, do you know that you've got a weapon in your bag?
What?
So they inspected it a little bit more. It was a martial arts weapon. Mum thought it was an ornament that you put up in your home.
Oh, she's had a big weekend.
But then it sounds even worse because it was huge batten thing.
Oh,
it was
God.
This huge batten, which...
Which
could be mistaken for something else.
I know, you've lost it.
And I'm going, Mum, what are you doing? So she's been kicked out of my 40th and she's been pulled aside.
Did you have to leave it at the airport?
Yeah, she had to leave it.
Oh, no.
I know. She got it for $5 from Rosehill Markets. She was shattered. She lost the $5.
Well, what a great weekend for Claire Fizzle.
And what was she dressed as? Can I take my hat off to you as well? Because you were dressed as Prince.
Mm.
But I've never seen a Prince at 6'6" with the moustache, the curly ringlets, and so much purple velvet. You just look stunning.
Well, one of my best mates said, look, mate, don't worry about it because at my 40th, and I was at his 40th, but I didn't see this, and he said I had to kick my mum out as well. When I went out on the balcony where we were having the party and my mum was smoking joints with my mates.
Okay. Now, Claire wasn't that bad.
She chose martial arts weapons over drugs.
Mum and Dad did. I should get Mum to tell this story. We could maybe come back with it. But Mum did go to a story, went to a party once. Dad tells it. And she just started hoeing into these cookies. Sarah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And they were special types of cookies.
And she Snoop didn't Dogg. Know.
She became the laughing stock of the party
when
she started to get up and dance, but she didn't know what she was doing.
That night, she lost her pride and dignity.
She had
Elliot from Picnic Point, when did your mum go wild, Elliot?
It was actually at my sister's 21st birthday. Myself, my brother, my sister, and all our like older cousins. We had shots of tequila lined up, about six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, my little mother's going, "Whoa, tequila!" And like smashed them all down and just walked off like it was nothing.
She did six of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot, what was the result? How ugly did she get?
She was all right, but then about, I don't know, a good hour later, she started talking about all the crazy little adventures in the 70s, and we were like, oh, mum.
Oh, see, this is where it's... And when she starts flirting with your mates. Oh, do you know what? There's mums out there, and 13, 24, 10, get involved. There are mums out there that do party.
Yep.
Better than their kids.
Yep.
And it's actually really embarrassing, Sarah, when you're with one of your parents and they're the life of the party and sitting there ready to go home.
We go on family trips sometimes to Hawaii and mum and dad bring their mates and it's like schoolies week. Yeah, one time we left the restaurant, mum had drunk a fishbowl full of this blue alcohol.
Oh, God.
She'd taken all four straws to herself and I said, you can't eat the plastic fish in there, mum, they're decorative. Then as we're walking home, she and a mate stole a traffic cone.
No way.
And we're running down the street.
With witch's hat on her head.
Yeah, at which point I said, my God, I'm too sober. We're going home.
It is school this week and your dad was trying to pick up 18-year-olds. Sarah's Darrows. I have to say Angelina Jolie's picked a surprise shoulder to cry on over the Brangelina split.
She has. They starred in a movie together in 2010. The Tourist, she and Johnny Depp.
Oh, of course. Nice timing for the two of them.
No. Yeah, so Johnny's apparently encouraged her to use his divorce lawyer, which I don't think that worked out so well for Johnny. But, yeah, apparently she's turned to him for support, crying on his shoulder. I'm not sure that would sit very well with Brad, but there are so many allegations that have come out, you know, all this stuff about child abuse, things like that. It's now been revealed that she's apparently blocked his number, Brad's number, so that Ange can't get texts or calls from him.
Oh, no.
She rented a house in Malibu about a month ago in anticipation of this split, and they're saying that the UN travel... is what caused all the problems in the marriage.
Right.
The fact that Brad wasn't happy that Ange would take the kids to all these war-torn countries as part of her ambition to become part of the UN.
That verbal abuse apparently on a plane with Maddox, is that the kid's name?
There's a video of that apparently, but I haven't...
Mate, it's
no one's seen it yet. That'd be worth a bit of coin.
Do you know what
it?
It's going to be? It's going to be a dad telling his kid off.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a
and
bit severe.
And she'll call it abuse.
Yeah.
He would have had enough because he's been kicking the back of the seat or something. And
my God, as a kid, we used to get
nothing.
The old wooden spoon across the bottom.
No.
Come on.
God, Dad used to smash me with a bit of timber.
No. Well, obviously.
That's another story altogether.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about John like
that. A bit of 4B2 over the back of the head.
A funny one, though, from last week. Adele at a concert. If you missed it, she was performing at Madison Square Garden, and she said this when the split came out.
And I would like to say that I think it's a bit sick that you're reporting on an absolute joke. I don't care that they've broken up. I couldn't give a...
So she has now come out and apologised and said, I didn't realise that would go viral and I'm sorry for commenting on their relationship.
I don't like flying.
She's awesome.
She is funny. Good on her. Guys, Robbie Williams, it's been a while since we heard from him. He's just announced, though, he's going to release his 11th solo album in November. It's called Heavy Entertainment Show. The first single is of the same name. Have a bit of a listen.
Welcome to the Heavy Entertainment Show.
Big band.
Be amazing live.
That's. I mean, he's going back to his roots there, isn't he? That's what he loves doing.
Yep.
Good on him because it probably won't get radio play. That's the thing. It's big band. Would it?
No, I think it would.
Nice change. We'd play that song.
Yeah, I don't think
we will.
We'll give it a run.
Well, coincidentally, he's releasing it just in time for Christmas. Good on him.
You know what I love about Robbie Williams? He's still doing that big band stuff. He's highly entertaining between the songs when you see him live. Mm. And he's still encouraging girls to lift up their tops while he kisses boobs in the audience. He still does a bit of the old.
No, he's a father now.
He
mate.
Doesn't care.
Oh, whatever. Georgie used to work on the show. She flashed Robbie Williams at a concert. Remember that?
That's right.
Dear me. Yeah,
and he walked off stage, which was rude. A bit rude for Georgie.
Terrible. Oh. Finally, I know you guys were holding out for this. Kim Kardashian has revealed who she is voting for in the US election.
Give me a break.
This is her quote. At first I thought, oh my God, I'm so Hillary. But then I had a long political call with Caitlyn Jenner last night about why she's voting for Donald Trump. I'm on the fence. So
imagine him in that conversation.
So Kendall Jenner's voting for Trump?
Apparently so.
What is going on?
I don't even
know
which
Caitlyn
one that is.
Jenner.
Caitlyn. Oh, Caitlyn.
Oh, which one's Caitlyn?
Bruce.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, Bruiser.
Oh, that's right.
The sad thing I think out of this is that how many Americans will look at something like this and then tailor their vote accordingly?
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
it's
if you're not a Caitlyn fan and you know that Caitlyn's heading towards the Trump camp,
that's right.
Which way are you going?
Mm.
God, I'm so torn.
When is the election? November.
November. November 16.
It's been a long campaign.
Not long to go. Hang in there, mate. Can I get a bit of love music on? You know what's more beautiful than young love? Old love. Not old people finding love, but still being loved at an elderly age, I think, is quite nice. Not many people are in love when they get to their sort of 80s, are they? Because normally you hate your partner by then. I'm kind of hoping our love dies a little bit because I find it quite sad. If you've seen The Notebook, I don't want to get to that level of emotion.
I know. I had a chat to Lisa the other day. I don't think you have to wait till you get to 80, mate. I think you're pretty safe there.
Don't you think it's romantic, those pictures they have of old people dying together or days apart and they're holding each other's hands?
It is beautiful. It saddens me as well, though. See, because you got to let go.
I reckon, because, you know, this is honest. One thing that I'm really worried about is that if mum goes before dad, dad's stuffed.
Mm.
He won't be able to look after himself. Mm. And I think I would be the same as well.
Mate,
if BJ ever went first, I'd do the old Romeo, and I would just take some
Vegas.
Poison. Gone.
See you later.
I'm gone with you.
That's what Dad said. Dad stubbed his toe on the end of the bed the other
and
night.
And died?
No.
What?
Oh, and nearly tore his hamstring. Couldn't walk. I said, you've stubbed your toe.
What's
he goes, I don't know, but it's tweaking down my lower back.
What has this got to do with about going first?
No, good point. story about, where are they? They're Canadian. Wolfram is his name. Wolfram. He's 84 years old.
We know Wolfgang.
Do you?
I love that name.
Wolfgang Amadeus. Wolfram and Anita. They were in love. And you may have seen this photo that went viral not long ago because they got to this tender age. They've been married for 62 years and due to a backlog in aged care in Canada, they had to go their separate ways to different nursing homes. And there was a photo that went viral about a month ago. They're holding hands and they've got a tear as their hands are pulled apart and in their wheelchairs, they're wheeled off to different nursing homes.
That can't be right.
Yeah, I agree. Aren't they going into one room?
Huh? They're not going to jail.
They're outside the front of the house. No, but they didn't have the accommodation for two people at this nursing home. So one went to one and one went to the other
one. Very sad.
This is the story, mate. Why are you picking this apart?
Come on.
So anyway, there they sat, 84 years of old. Every time they moved, their bones would creak, gasping for breath, lying in bed, and all they could think about was the love of their life, each other. And I still picture The Notebook at the end there. Mm. They just wanted to hold each other. You know, as you're sitting there and you're losing control of your bowels and your bladder, all you want is the love of your life.
I know.
Anyway, great news. An availability has come around.
I thought they found love with someone else at the new nursing home.
No. Wolfram didn't go walkabout. He didn't wander into another room. They've managed to put them in the same nursing home. So together, I'm just giving an update.
What, they found an extra bed? Why didn't they just wait the first time? This is just a stupid story. This is really making me angry.
Because they had to go to a nursing home at that stage. So obviously they went separate ways, and now beds become available. They have their own room. There's pot plants on the windowsill. There's doilies hanging around on the table.
Well, how long were they away from each other?
About a month.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't call it a community service announcement.
How did the story get over the line?
I'm just saying, there's not enough beautiful love stories like this that
That's
you hear about
beautiful.
The elderly.
I'm with Fitzy. I thought you were going to say that one of them, by the time they'd found a transfer, the other one had already found love in
what do you want me to say?
That would be beautiful.
Oh, hang on. Wolfram ended up with one of the nurses and Anita's died.
Is that enough?
Oh, sorry for giving you a beautiful love 13, story.
13-24-10, mum's gone wild.
No, we've done that.
Hey, podcasters, if you're enjoying today's show so much you can't be bothered cooking, head to redrooster.com.au, click order now, and they'll bring their famous chicken to you. Like the new crispy chicken wings with spicy buffalo or creamy ranch sauce. Whether you can't be bothered cooking or the halftime hunger kicks in, Red Rooster now delivers straight to your door. Game changer. Delivery available in select stores only. Well, this man is very, very busy while filming Thor 3. Also, his team, the Bulldogs in the AFL, are in the AFL Grand Final this weekend. There is a lot going on. We appreciate his time. Chris Hemsworth, welcome to the show, mate.
Very good, mate.
Can we talk about Ghostbusters first, though, Chris? Because playing Kevin in that, the receptionist, I reckon it would have been a nice change of pace for you being able to wear some more casual clothes in a film.
I loved it, yeah. I read the script and said, cool, looks like he wears jeans and T-shirt. That's me. I'm on. I was just happy to wear, you know, not leather.
Also, Chris, we heard there was tons of improvising on the set of Ghostbusters, so you didn't have to stick to the script. Did hosting Saturday Night Live prepare you for that well?
Yeah, it does, just because that was one of the, you know, scariest things I've done. You know, the live audience, yeah. Comedy.
Well, and, you killed it, mate. You know, we thought it was great.
Thanks. So in that way, but also just making a complete fool of yourself, you kind of go, well, there's, you know, I can only go up from there. and that was sort of like this. It was just sort of, I don't know, just sort of throw yourself in, and 90% of it is ridiculous and doesn't work. Good and then there's a couple of good things in there, hopefully, that make it through.
Have you ever dived into some improv yourself on set, and has it completely fallen flat before?
Oh, all the time. Now and you kind of got to do that though.
Yeah,
I find you have to kind of get it wrong a bunch of times in order to sort of just let go. You know, if you're trying to control it and be too specific, then it's no longer improvised. You know, it sort of has to be wacky and insane and. Yeah.
Chris, here's one I want to ask, mate. Did you happen to hear what your Ghostbusters co-stars, Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig, had to say on Graham Norton about you, mate?
I haven't, but I heard she said some great things, but, you know.
Oh, they love you to pieces. They said they couldn't figure out anything wrong with you, which was very funny. So we were wondering, can you make the men of Australia feel a bit better? Tell us one thing you can't do, please.
There's got to be one.
Everything, mate. I paid them all a lot of money to get those. Quite
cash well spent, mate.
I know, that's right, I'm running
out of cash. Mate, it must be just brilliant to be back in Australia, though. Are you loving shooting for Thor 3 up on the Goldie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last time was Home and Away, and it would have been 10 years ago. And I haven't been back until a couple of years ago. Mm. But every film I'd been on, we'd shoot in London or Albuquerque, you know, or some obscure sort of place in America. And when the opportunity came up, I sort of rallied pretty hard. And it's the best. It's great just being that close to home, but also just being back in Australia, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we saw you surfing while you're up there too, mate. Did any of your co-stars get out on the board at all? Did you help them out?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk, and I've given him a couple of tips. But,
yeah, right.
You know, as I said, I haven't been there that long myself, so I'm faking it.
Well, congrats on your career, mate. It's been brilliant to watch. And Ghostbusters, it's available on DVD and Blu-ray from October 12th. Thank you very much for joining us, Chris Hemsworth.
Thank you.
And good luck with the doggies this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Sydney's Fitzy and
Wither. Nova. Took the family bush while we had our week off. Went to the Southern Highlands. Wanted to get a bit of fresh air, mate. You know, the country breeze and that chill.
Did you? Where'd you stay?
I had a house.
Money got to do with it. You're such an idiot.
You stayed at Pup's house.
Yeah, Michael Clark's place.
Yeah, he's been trying to sell it for a few years now.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Says came down for lunch with Gary and Mum and Dad were there.
It was beautiful. Really amazing house.
Boozed on. It was great. Ted woke up at 6 a.m. every morning, which was terrific. So I had a really relaxing, revitalising holiday. Mm. Loved every second of it. Yesterday was great, though, because we thought we'll make our way back and... Ted's been fine. Jack's okay. Bit of reflux on the old bottle. Maybe the formula's not right.
How old's Jack now?
Jack is 13 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, right.
13
so
weeks.
Still fresh.
Still fresh, mate. Still a baby. But we needed two cars because we had so much gear. Mm. So I was driving.
We were moving a big shipment from the docks
out south,
right? Things are booming.
Things have been really good. I'm
ready to go meet a cruise ship.
Once we dropped that off, we continued on to Pup's farm.
Anyway, so Lisa had a car full of stuff, right? Mm. And then I just had the kids in the car. So we're in separate vehicles, and she said, oh, look, Jack's not feeding too well, but it should be okay. I don't reckon we got out the drive before Jack started crying.
Yeah.
You can hear that moaning and groaning of a refluxed kid, and then he's just chewing his hand, and the good news was Ted had fallen asleep, and I thought, oh, great. One out of two is fantastic. Mm. Wasn't until a little bit later on, I could just hear Ted in the back of the car.
Oh, okay.
Face starts to go red.
Yeah.
The pushing wakes Jack up, who starts to cry. And when I say cry, I mean scream.
That's a fair bit of pushing.
I was loud. He didn't muck around.
Wow.
And you know, if you're in a seat, like imagine doing a poo in your seat.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Very hard,
it's hard
to get it out. Like,
yeah.
I'm yelling at him. See if he can lift your bum up a bit, mate.
I think that's the noise that we hear from you here at Nova as well sometimes.
That's not me. No, that's from the rest of the staff when they see me go in.
That's when you have a meeting with Sean Harris.
Still recovering.
Is he coming in today? Probably not. Anyway.
So the kids have lost it. We pull over on the side of the road because Lisa said, if it gets too bad, let's just give Jack a bottle and we'll be fine. We pulled up two cars. I got to apologise to my mate Richie, who I met yesterday. I parked across his driveway and he was then backing out. He was taking the family. He listens to the show. Big shout out to Richie this morning.
Thanks, Richie.
He said, it's okay, mate. I got three in the back. Go and have another one. You'll be right. Terrible advice from Richie. So we fed Jack, got back in the car, started to make our way. Started to rain. Traffic terrible. Same thing happened. Had to pull over again. Lisa and I are standing there in the rain trying to feed one kid and change nappy at the same time. He's covered in poo. It was just one of those days where you thought, this can't get any worse. Then as we're closer to home, I could just finally, Jack had fallen asleep and I could hear Ted in the back of the car. And he'd picked up on a word that I'd obviously said a fair bit that day. And I could just hear him struggling to get the word out, but it sounded a bit like, yuck. Yuck.
Yeah. Was that the first time you'd heard him?
Yeah. And I just had a moment where I went, it's been a big afternoon. There's a reflection on how bad I've been. Yuck. Whoa.
Yeah, we've picked it up. I reckon we've picked it up.
Brendan, Rindewa, how old was your son when you heard a magic word like that fall out? And just don't actually say the word for us, Brendo.
Yeah, obviously, boys, I won't repeat the word. But driving along, had a little near accident, so I dropped the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, within 5 minutes later, the sun set it as clear as day, and I've just gone... Then I've gone S-bomb, and then I've thought, don't tell your mother, mate.
You know what? You know what? Road rage is the number one way kids pick it up.
Yep.
It, without a doubt. Because my old man used to get so angry with people. Oh, yeah. He used to flick the bird. He used to yell out of the car, just dropping swear words.
Because normally you hope it starts with truck or something, don't you? But to come straight out like that, Brendo. Sue in Rose Hill, welcome to the show. How old was your daughter?
She was three, and she couldn't say the word truck. Spot on.
Yeah. Normally the one.
And where were you, Sue? Were you at a supermarket or?
No, preschool, right in front of the teacher. She was a little angelic 3-year-old. And she said that word and I looked at her and as quick as anything I just said to her, sweetie, I think we might start calling it a lorry.
So what, she would point at them out the window? She would point at the trucks?
That's right.
Oh, Sue, that's outstanding. Well done.
Robin Botany, how old was your son, Rob?
Look, I've actually got all my three kids who are all part of it. There were three and four.
Mm.
So what happens, I picked up the three kids from kindy and the head of the kindy came up to me and said, look, one of your kids just dropped the F-bomb. And I said, look, we really make an effort. We don't, we try not to. And then my son Toby came up to me and said, but do you remember, Dad, when the policeman pulled you over, you went, OF.
Well, it was this time last year. She performed at the AFL Grand Final, and she's coming back to Australia. Love this lady. Ellie Goulding, hello.
Hello. Thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. We've been really busy, Ellie, preparing this wonderful city for you to revisit again.
Oh, I can't wait. It's been a while.
Far too long between drinks.
It is.
Was it something we said, or have you just been too busy, or we've missed you?
Oh, I've just been here, there, and everywhere. Trust me, I wish I could tour lovely, hot places with awesome people all the time, but sadly, I can't do that. I do have to tour other places as well.
What's the most picturesque place you've played at, Ellie? Because I've seen some amazing... Well, I saw you play at Coachella this year, and a couple of years ago, you also played While the Sun Was Going Down, and that was just an amazing sight with palm trees in the background. But have you played on a beach somewhere or somewhere where you just went, this is just unbelievable?
Mostly America and South America. And Canada, as well. Places in, like, kind of middle of Canada. It's really stunning. I mean, I am very lucky. I get to visit incredible places. But I do need to be careful that I actually get out and, like, see things, because it's very easy to just, you know, everything roll into one. And you don't take it seriously and you just, like, you know. But because by the end of the tour, you're just kind of wanting it to, like... And not end, but, like, you know, you're getting tired.
Yeah.
And you just miss home and you miss your friends. And so you stop appreciating places. But then as soon as you're off tour, you think, ugh, home's boring.
Yeah.
Boring. I want to go back out on tour.
Ellie, I told a story on the show a while ago. Me and my wife decided to have a romantic night. And we're in a hotel room and I ran a bath.
And I'd hopped into the bath, and I was waiting for this wonderful moment to share with my wife, and then she flicked on the TV and the UFC was on. She didn't get in the bath because she loves it. You're a big UFC fan, is that right?
Amazing, good for her. I love her. Who is she? She's fantastic.
Yeah, I used to love her as well, Ellie.
yeah, I do like a bit of fighting. I'm like,
Conor McGregor.
I'm myself. Yeah, I do love Conor McGregor. I always get excited because he likes my boxing videos. Mm-hmm. And like, whenever people say like, "Oh, your boxing technique is rubbish," I'm always like, "Yeah, well, Conor approves." So
well, that'd be funny to look at. Ellie, in your position, to see what other celebrities follow you and like your photos? Is there any other names that are regular fans?
I have
fans?
No idea, because, yeah, I don't follow that many celebrities, so I haven't got a clue. But they, you know, sometimes you'll come up to me, like, famous people will be like, "Oh, I love your Instagram." Like, "You follow my random Instagram? Wow, cool." Like, I get that quite a lot. But, like, I don't know, like, I feel like all I really do is post, like, pictures of my cat and, like, you know, me working out. So, I don't know how I've got 12 million followers. I don't know where that came from.
Here's an idea for you. That could be your two loves. I mean, you could get two cats into an octagon together and you could do maybe UCC, the Ultimate Cat Fighting Championships, or something like that.
I mean, that would be the perfect hybrid of interest coming together, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
Easy. You could do Still Falling For You as, like, a welcome to everyone inside the octagon.
Oh, God.
I mean, we're just...
the right kind of song.
Yeah, we're just spitballing at the moment.
Why? Yeah, I know. Really spitballing. Yeah.
Tickets still are on sale from Ticketek, but you got to get in pretty quickly. It is the Delirium World Tour, October 7th at Kudos Bank Arena. Ellie Goulding, always a pleasure to chat to you. Really appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll see you soon.
You too. Are you coming to the show?
Yes, we will be there.
We will be there for sure.
We'll see you there.
Thanks, awesome. Ellie. Lots of love.
This is massive. I mean, we've had a week off, okay, which was great to recharge the batteries, but it just, when you follow each team member, which we see as family here on Instagram and on social media, you follow their lives with the week off that you have through their social media accounts. Mm. You know, you don't really want to ring each other. We want to give each other a bit of a rest.
Yeah, yeah.
So you follow each other. And it's just amazing to see that someone in the team, and we need a team intervention now. Can we get everyone together as a team? But it's just great to see someone in the team just boosted their relationship and take it to the next level. Sarah McGilvray, welcome.
I object. This is so rude because you people cover your social media with pictures of your wives and your kids.
Hang on a minute.
You people.
I didn't realise how heavy you were talking. I'm glad we're having this moment. I've just clocked onto
Sarah's... Because you don't actually follow me on Instagram.
Oh,
yes,
whoa.
Yes, I do. I've just clocked onto it and I've seen the last... Eight photos.
No, okay.
A couple related, beautiful, loved up photos.
Look, this we just want to say that Sarah, you've been seeing Gary now for how long? 6 months?
A couple of months.
It's coming up to 6 months.
About a month.
It was the first time last week, and congratulations, Sarah, that they've both put a photo of each other up on Instagram.
Big moment.
Amazing.
You'll be passing wind in no time.
Bit disappointing, see? You went to Hamilton Island, and you put up the original shot of you sitting down of your feet on the beach with the ocean.
Well, let's just say
it's
been a big winter, so there wasn't going to be any shot of the rest of my body in swimwear, so feet looked good still.
Because if I go to Gary's Instagram page, he's put up some shots too. Here you're at a private sort of beach, you're reading a book, and once again all we get are feet.
Yes, well, I don't really love photos at the best of times, as our online team here knows, so...
Were you wearing bathers?
No.
For that period, yeah.
Can I...
Did you go skinny dipping with Gary?
No, just talking about wearing no pants.
You're a creep.
Sarah's first shot that she did put up of Gary was at my 40th, and it was an 80s-themed party, and Gary did go as Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
He did.
So he didn't have any pants on.
He looked great.
Sarah's... Okay, in her caption, she's written, "Gary finally makes it to Instagram, and he has no pants on." Then they go away on holiday. Oh, this is the one that we need to focus on a little bit more, and we might put one of those shots up on our Instagram account at Fitzy and Whipper. But Beautiful shot. Sun going down. Hamilton Island.
Back of the boat, is it?
Yeah.
And yeah, we're on a sunset cruise.
She looks gorgeous there in a Ralph Lauren top and some pink shorts. she's written, evening cruise with Jimmy Jam.
Jimmy Jam.
Loves this sunset as almost as much as his new nickname. You've got pet names for each other already.
No, I don't have a pet name, but he does. Jimmy Jam. Yeah, he doesn't love it, but my housemates... And I thought it would be funny when we were all a little bit inebriated to start calling him Jimmy Jam, because James...
I thought his name was Gary.
Oh! Whoa!
Whoa!
Fake name revealed!
You'll be going to IKEA next.
I didn't give him that fake name, you did. His name is not Gary. Do you know, we're walking
through... Can we call him by his real name now?
No, well, I think everyone...
Jimmy Jam?
Hang on. We were walking through the Light Brigade the other night after the Swans game.
Great
and
pub.
Somebody's yelled out, "Hey, Sarah, Sarah, we love Nova." And then they said, "Can we have a photo?" Hang on, not without Gary. So I think it's too late to get rid of Gary.
Now Gary's got a stick.
This is... Did you guys think about it first up? Did you talk about it, before you decided to put each other up on Instagram?
You
it's
must
a massive
have
moment.
Huge move.
No, we didn't talk about it, but I thought it was time. So I put a photo up.
What is your relationship status on Facebook at the moment?
Oh, who goes on Facebook? I think I'm still single on Facebook.
Everyone. Oh, he wouldn't be happy about that. Does Gary know that?
He doesn't
it's
have
complicated.
This second photo. This second photo of just your legs going
with
into the water.
Pigeon.
Have you got bathers on there?
Unconfirmed. Yeah, of course I do, Whipper, honestly.
I know. It was just great to see the celebration where you went, hey, you know what? Gary and I are going public. And yes, you did with 8 strong photos.
Well done,
just outstanding.
Just
outstanding.
You must be really, really keen on this guy. He's up on your Instagram account.
We are,
you've called him Jimmy
Jam.
Whoa,
you just missed something.
Oh.
I said, are you going to move in together?
Yeah, we are.
Oh! Commercial radio, we've got to space these announcements out over a week,
sorry,
mate. Don't
pretend you didn't hear it. We'll bring it back up tomorrow. Fitzy and Whipper.